always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what is good? First of all, it's your boy Don Christian, man. I'm so excited, as always, to get it in with another man or artist that is doing their gifts and talents for the Lord, man. I'm so excited about what they are doing. And like I said from the jump, man, we are just a platform to allow, you know, artists that are focused in the kingdom to get their music out, to hear, to reach more people, and to tell their story, man. That's really what it's all about. First off, again, I want to say Merry Christmas to all y'all. Hopefully y'all had a good time. We actually gonna talk about Christmas today. We're gonna ask, you know, has Christmas gone wild? You know, you getting up earlier and earlier every year for them, what is it called, the sales. You know, they're getting up earlier and earlier. People was chilling out, you know, and other people, you know, they're super depressed because they're not chilling with family. So we're going to talk about that. And also, are we talking enough about Jesus during this time? Are we spending a lot of time teaching our kids about Santa Claus? You know, we're going to talk about that because there's nothing wrong with Christmas as long as you got the focus right. You did. Yo, we got the homie Chris Lee. He's going to be with us in the interview, man. We're going to chop it up with him. We're going to talk about his testimony. And we're going to talk about how, you know what I'm saying, he was doing his music, and then there was somebody that met him that kind of really brought his career to a whole nother level. And then we also going to talk about how he and his church family is praying for the Kansas City Chiefs to get into the playoffs, and God made that happen. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get it in on those things. Yo, if you want your music played on Yada.King, what you got to do is send it to music@yada.king.com. And we'll give it a listen, you know. If we're feeling it, we playing it. If we're not feeling it, you know what I'm saying, you can say, hey, I didn't hear your music or something like that, or I didn't hear it on the show. Just say, oh, I'll give you a chance. You know, I'll say, send another song. And then if I'm not feeling it, then we just ain't going to play it, man. But if you want some comments, you can hit me up. You can always hit us up if you want prayer or anything like that. Give us a call at 425-243-4285, man. We got to get a little bit crunk when we start today. You know, it's about to be that fresh new year. We expecting God to do new things in our lives, man. And man, we're just excited about what's going on. You can also catch us at live stream on yada.king.com/site/radio. You can watch us while we do this show. But look, check it out. We're gonna go into this homie The Watchman. Song is called Get Like Me, and he ain't talking about him. He talking about Christ, you dig? Let's get it in.
Ain't nobody trying to be like somebody else. But ain't nobody
trying to be like me.
Yo.
See, I'm the most high car. I dwell outside of time. I said, let there be light, sat back and watch this shine. Amen. In my image, to be a child of mine. I did it all in 6 days. Yeah, I'm by my grind. You don't wanna feel my wrath, so don't you ever tempt me. Look inside a Magamara, check the records of your history. I'm the king of all kings, president of presidents, judge of all judges. Never had to have a lecture. Yeah, these rappers claim to be me, trying to steal my shine. They would die as mere men. They would never be divine. When I say to get like me, it means to be holy. That means to love my son and to give him all the glory. Cause I'm the Alpha and Author, and also your father, and your mega and the finisher of all that was started. Ain't nothing came before me, and none will come after. I'm supreme Elohim, I'm the king.
Say, I don't need to hear what you heard on the street, and it really don't matter what you seen on TV. I'm the most holy, I'm the G-O-D, and the rest of them boys ain't got nothing on me. So you should get like me,
trumpet blow like John Philip Sousa. I'm not Lil Wayne, but you can call me Junior. My water is alive, I don't never have to scuba. Insane click, I mean we stay 12 deep. You can catch me at the brook, I'm probably walking through the streets. I be bragging on my dad, every city that I reach. I am G-O-D, just because I'm me. All of that my boy Johnny had to get my head done. Turn water into wine and not a soul got drunk. You can catch me in the hood with the thugs and the goons. I've been gone for a minute, but I'm coming back soon. You can call me Jesus or make it fireproof. Resurrected from the cross in 3 days, like
said, boom. I don't need to hear what you heard on the street, and it really don't matter what you see on TV. I'm the most holy, I'm the G-O-D, and the rest of them boys ain't got nothing on me. So you should get like me,
like me,
so you should get like me,
like me.
Spirit out there, this is holy as me. Yo, you should get like me.
Hey,
yo, I'm fighting wars in the spirit that you can't even see. Yo, you should get like me. And if you wanna, you gotta let me lead. You can't lead yourself, homeboy, you're not me. Try to intercede, you gotta pray by me. Understand the spirit's willing, but your flesh stay weak. So I'm giving you power, dunamis for new life. Raising men from the dead, yeah, just like I raised Christ. Boy, I'm bad, but I'm so good. I don't like to brag, they wishing that I would. Now I'm giving glory to God, he's giving glory to Christ. He's pointing men to me, unity in three. What we be is one, so get it in your head, yeah. Put it on repeat, you should get like me.
What you heard on the street, and it really don't matter what you see on TV. I'm the most holy, I'm the G-O-D, and the rest of them boys ain't got nothing on me. So you should get like me,
like me,
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 you should get like me.
So it's her that I would romance. Plus we would go dance, disappear on weekends. Never saw her true colors, blinded to her secrets. Man, she was a bad chick, and she knew to work it. Picked her over God, she convinced me she was worth it. And she had that kind of frame to keep her brother fiending for more and more, even though he knew that he was sinning. For now, I'ma ask this, say that for the next verse. Did I mention it was sweet like getting bed and breakfast? Well, that was my perception in the most reflections, telling me to cut the ties, cause deep inside I realized, but it was sick, by the image I was hypnotized. Everything about her, from her eyes right down to her thigh, plus I heard perfume go, you could call it Hugo. The boss of me, but things have finna change, I'm hoping you know.
See, I was down for so long, lost on my own. Now I'm seeing better through the lies that you told.
Sorry, baby, I ain't got no time for second guessing. Did my time chasing you and all of your obsessions. Let me clear the air, yeah, welcome to my class. Hold your questions, lesson. Number one, I'm sick of you professing your love, but you using me and blocking all my blessings. And two, got me doing things I abhor, detrimental to my dad and I. Yes, I recall the nights, the fights, and all the sins, the lights. Got me craving up a high that you can never satisfy. But now I hear my dad call, meaning you should back fall or fall back. You get the picture, don't call back.
See, I was down for so long, lost on my own. Now I'm seeing better through the lies that you told.
Your boy would come back, keep on dreaming. chances, not moved by your advances. Rooted in the truth and that's the proof you cannot have this. Message to all my fellas, she'll offer you the sex and all the fame and all the cheddar. She'll offer you the world and she'll offer you the life. But tell me, what's it really worth if it costs more than your life?
See, I was down for so long, lost on my own. Now I'm seeing better through the lies that you told.
Dre Senior, The Maturation, available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman. You think I'm
dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com and iTunes.
Caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making an effort.
Featuring Tadashi, Pro, R. Swift, One Life, Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83.
Dre Senior,
November 9th.
The Maturation.
Trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning,
so He can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Sowing to a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
Prince of Peace Productions presents Detroit's very own Only One Way with their hit leading single,
I Get It In.
You gotta get it in like the letter at the M.
Consecrate, fast, pray, worship.
Only One Way breakthrough.
The CD also includes hits like
Ready for Whatever.
Ready. Breakthrough is a powerful CD for today's generation. You can go pick that up on iTunes.
OneWMusic.com.
Breakthrough.
Get yours today.
Yo, that was Spoken featuring O Sound. The song is called I'm Gone. And when it comes to the ways of the world, man, I'm gone. I can't be like them, man. And we got the homie Chris Lee Cobbins with us right now on the line. And Chris Lee, man, first of all, what we want to do and what we like to do is get it started with, you know what I'm saying, your testimony, man. We want you to share, you know, a little bit about what God is doing and what God has done in your life. Let me know what's good.
Wow, I guess I can go all the way back to just childhood, man. Like I said before, I was kind of a loner, and just that was just my personality. I was an extreme nerd when I was younger. Had the big glasses, the whole nine, man. I wore dress clothes to school, like I was that guy, and I was the church boy too. So I was like the corny, quote unquote, the corny church boy, and I was really smart. I loved math, large glasses. So that's an interesting visual. And so I ended up being alone a lot. And what I would do is, my parents would tell you that I used to write small books in my room.
Wow.
And just to pass time. When I was in middle school, I used to read the dictionary sometimes. I've always been interested in words and how to use words. I remember being like 6 or 7 years old, just singing along to your lines. Back then, you could still sing soprano when you was a male. Before puberty hit, so I was thinking to Yolanda Adams and stuff, and John Pekey in the backseat of the car, and all of that was just fueling a passion for both singing and writing songs. And just through high school, I began to play basketball, so I got a little popularity from that. And actually, I ended up setting a 3-point record for our area in high school. I had 10 3-pointers in a game.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah, so that was a big game. But just past that, I got into college. I got a little loose. I never had sex, never did any drugs, never had any drink. Most I did was say a couple of cuss words and go to the club, which that's bad enough, but it's not as bad as I could have been. Mostly due to my upbringing, man, being raised in the admonition of the Lord. But that's where I started really trying to write my own songs. And I remember somebody told me the best songs are written straight from the heart and are about real life. So I took that and I started writing poetry around like 17 to 18.
Yeah.
Then 19, I started living for the Lord 100%.
Mm.
And that's when I began to gear my music and my songwriting toward giving God glory. And I finally found my own writing voice at about 21. And then I came out with a little bit of a mixtape. It was called Listen to Me Write. I hated it a lot. But I was just trying to get my thing out there. And then after that, a few years later, I ended up coming out with my record that's on iTunes right now, Kryptonite. And you can see a little bit of growth. And now, of course, I had the medicine coming out. So I guess my life was just full of me learning different things about myself, even though I didn't have the popularity or the friends that I wanted or thought I needed. It's like the Lord was trying to show me that he could be all I need. He could be my sustenance. He could be my friend. And so when nobody else is around, I don't panic because I've always just had to lean on the Lord. Also, I value my friendships now. And so I'm grateful. Looking back, I'm grateful for those times because that's where I honed my writing skills. That's where my passion for music and learning how to express just the heart of God and a Christian perspective through my music was birthed. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Man, that's awesome, man. You sound like you had a well-rounded, you know what I'm saying, life. You were into writing books. Even at a young age, you was a hooper, you know what I'm saying? Now, let me ask you, how did that career go? You know what I'm saying? Were you good? Because Frog is not good in basketball. but you sound like you was pretty good. You hit 10 three-pointers in one game. What was your hooping career like?
Honestly, I was pretty much just a shooter until I got out of high school. So I could hit a three with my eyes closed with no arms. But everything else, I really didn't have a good handle. I could jump pretty high. I had a 30-point vertical leap my senior year.
Wow.
So my vertical was pretty decent, and I worked out a lot. I had good wins, but I really didn't start getting good at ball until after I graduated. I started playing street ball at the park because it's them double rims and the wind is blowing, so you really got to be serious if you're going to play out there. And then I really got good then, but I really didn't see myself having a future in it, and because I was going to school for computer information systems. I love computers and math, so that was what I was going for. Unfortunately, then ended up bringing death to that dream because I partied all my hours away in college. But so my hooping career was short-lived, but I guess I have one thing to take with me, and that's that record. So, yeah.
Awesome, man. So, man, that's a good look. We actually got a question from the live stream that I think is important to ask right now. Is what areas did you have to work on in getting closer to God?
Good question. I had to work on just not being prideful and not getting into a situation and just trying to figure things out on my own. Just remembering to consult the Word of God. The Bible shows that it's good, it's profitable for doctrine and instruction in righteousness. So just realizing that I could be the best person ever, but if my position is wrong, all my work could be for naught. And just remembering that I had to work on, once again, just the whole insecurity thing. We touched on that. I had to work on that. I had to work on just being comfortable with being different from everybody else. That was hard, too. Just understanding the Bible calls us as Christians peculiar people, and that sounds great when you're in the body of believers and everybody's kicking it at the parties, at the, you know, the Christian parties, and we at the show, we kicking it. But then when you go back out into the world and you become the minority again, that is very difficult at times. And
that's real.
You know, it was just difficult to come to grips with. I will never fit into a major group ever, as long as I trust the Lord as my Savior. So just being comfortable with that. After I got comfortable with it, then I was able to give people the gospel when they were, you know, when the opportunities presented themselves. And I think that's another thing, just learning, just trying to learn more about God. So when I do have the opportunity to give people a dose of the Lord in any capacity, that I actually have something to give. The Bible speaks of studying to show yourself approved so that you can rightly divide the word of truth. And and that, the Lord kind of prompted me to want to do that. I did that. And then I actually ended up getting into debate with some atheists, not knowing that was coming. So I've also learned to be obedient to the Lord, kind of segueing into that, and just being obedient to the Holy Spirit. And understanding that sometimes he prompts us to do things because he's preparing us for something that we're about to go through. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot more, but I don't want to just ramble on one subject. But those are like some of the more major things that I had to work on just in my walk with the Lord.
Man, awesome, man. Look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to one of your songs called All About You here on Yada.King Radio.
They might think it's about us. It's about the King. Chris Lee, Pro, All About You. Let's get it.
Motivation.
that's what you are. You're the only drink that I be serving in my bar. You're a vacation, let's rent a car and drive me away from the stress that's killing my heart. I'm with it,
I'm down,
let's get it. Now honestly, life to me's worth a living. And now you're looking at the man you see because of who you are and all that you've done
for me.
How you get down, yeah. You got my back every time trouble is around. And I wanna thank
I
you
wanna
for around. Made me fall in love and I'll stay down.
Cause if it's with you,
I'm with it,
I'm down.
Let's get it. Now honestly, life to me worth a living.
Whoa.
And it's getting better day by day because your love takes me higher in everywhere.
Redo. I know you don't wanna do it, I believe you. I know why y'all keep filing, it's so see-through. It's not cause you don't love God or cause you really ain't saved, but flesh plays a big role in how we behave. So that's why Jesus said, watch and pray. Cause if you enter temptation, it's harder to obey. We pray, but we don't watch out for the traps. Instead of being proactive, we try to react. Overestimating ourselves when we're really weak. Either avoid sin or gotta run like street. Don't sit back, bro, at the show. You know what the back do. Avoid privacy, don't even let her use the bathroom. At your APT, this ain't the ACT. This ain't a test, it's a trap. Stop mistaking.
The recipe for disaster, smell fate in the air. Your hands locked around her waist as you stare. Her lip gloss popping out of baits in the snare. It's a rap, little homie. It's a trap, little homie. Better check. Heed this warning and avoid the regret you gon' meet in the morning. Cause yo, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
No, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Short skirt with a smirk, she a flirt,
yeah.
Make all the fellas at work go berserk,
yeah.
Tight shirt, put the boys on alert. And know you go to church to make matters get worse. She let la Beyonce and got a fiance. Don't even try play, you know what's grande. She walked by your cubicle more than usual. She not stupid, so she know what she doing, bro. You peeped it, she down for the two of y'all creeping. But she trying to see if you would keep it. I'll leak it back to her friends and her man. She know you got a fam and a band on your hand. All of my real men and God know this is the realest verse I ever wrote. Temptations calling, I know she flying, she seem like a catch. But bro, you can't fall for that, cause it's a trap. It's
the recipe for disaster, smell fate in the air. Your hands locked around her waist as you stare. Her lip gloss popping out of beats in the snare. It's a rap, little homie, it's a trap, little homie. Better check. Heat is warning and avoid the regret you gon' meet in the morning. Cause yo, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
No, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Hey man, hold up, hold up, hold up. Rick D.
Erica Kumba.
Y'all trying to make it seem like it's always the ladies.
Yeah.
But you know it'd be the fellas too, right?
Okay, okay.
Uh-huh, yeah, let me talk about it right quick.
Alright.
Here we go. He see a little shorty looking cute walking by. She got low self-esteem, he can see it in her eyes. He calls her over to him, say she cute and she fly. And he's off telling lies with one thing on his mind. She say she a Christian and she like to keep it clean. He say, I respect that, yo, we ain't got a creep. Let's see, you a good girl so we could do other things. You can have what you want, let me treat you like a queen. He takes her out, buys her things, gives her the world. Yeah, he knows how to make her think that she's the only girl. She don't realize that he's done this before. She tryna look for love but she went through the wrong door. He ain't the one for you, won't you wait for a king who will love you like God and see you virtuously. Dude gave her everything but it wasn't for free. Sad to say, she paid for it with a virginity. Recipe for disaster, smell fate in the air. His hands locked around your waist as you stare. Six pack popping out of baits in the snare. It's a wrap,
little mama,
it's a trap,
little mama.
Better jet and heed this warning and avoid the regret. You gon' meet in the morning. Cause yo, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
You know it's a trap.
Yo, it's a trap. That was by the homie Rick D featuring Cambino, K-Drama, and Erica Kumba. The song is coming. Man, that song is a real deal problem, man. It's a trap. So make sure you don't get trapped. Rick D is going to be on the show pretty soon. I've been chopping it up with him, man. I'm excited about that. Yo, check it out, man. We're going to talk to Chris Lee about, you know what I'm saying, your artistry. You're not only just a singing artist, but you're a writer. Man, let's talk about that. How do you write songs for other people? And let's say somebody's like, yo, I'm trying to become a writer. What should I do?
Writing is one of those things where you really can't learn how to do it well.
Yeah.
It's just like, it has to be something in you from the start. And I can say that you can, if it's in you, then you can learn how to hone it, that skill. But I think it's something that has to be birthed in you, man. It has to come naturally to you to want to express yourself. Like I said, I was writing books and stuff when I was six and
yeah.
getting in trouble and sitting in my room, you know, so you can see that was in me. I write songs for other people just by kind of listening to their music, understanding their style, and it helps if I'm already a fan of you, so I'm already familiar with you. And then, like I said, I'm a big fan of just word usage and placement in music and melodies.
Yeah.
So I'll sit at the computer, listen to the song, just have the person in mind to say, okay, for the kind of voice that he has, would he sound good saying this word?
Yeah.
Or these words with this melody? And so sometimes the lyrics are cool, but it's like, I just don't think he'll sound right saying those words. So let me go back. Let me listen to another one of his songs. Okay, cool. So if I said this, you know, just trying to make it seem like I want to make it, even when I write for other people, I want to make it seem like they thought of it.
Yeah.
Even if I just thought of it, you know.
Good.
And so just trying to have an authentic sound for each person because everybody just has a bit of a different style. And just, you know, I guess that's the pretty much just how, you know, write for other people. Even write my songs. Of course, I'm familiar with my voice, so, you know, that's a little easier. And,
yeah.
you know, and the stuff just, the words just drop out of thin air, man. I can't explain it. I listen to a track and I immediately, something sticks out and some word will say, some chord will say some kind of word in my brain. That's what I'm saying. You just got to be born with this, man. You just hear stuff in it, not voices type thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you hear this lyric in your brain and you're like, man, this would go perfect with this. And you just hit, pick up a pad and you run with it.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So check it out, man. Well, tell the people a little bit about who are some of the artists that you have written for.
I've written for Anthony Evans, of course. I've written for Pastor 83. I co-wrote the joint L-O-V-E. I don't know if you heard that song. By Pastor 83, I co-wrote that joint with him.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And I'm in the process of writing some things right now that I don't want to let out the bag yet. We want to get those done. But those are really the only people I've written for so far. I'm trying to work my way into writing for a couple of other people, but you know, we're just waiting on the opportunities right now and just trying to get better.
Yeah, no, that I think that's good because there's a lot of people that are saying, hey, I want to be an artist, I want to do this and that, but even what you're doing is saying, hey, I'm gonna write songs for these artists. Now, you know, what's the business like behind that? You know, is it just say, hey, Lecrae, I got a song that I want to write for somebody else, Can you try to work with this, or you know, how do you go about that?
I can tell you how it came about, because it's a little bit different every time.
Right.
It's kind of different, specific to the people you work with. I can tell you a bit of how I came about with Anthony Evans and the Boston track. They called me and said, hey, there's this track. You want Anthony Evans to feature on it? I was kind of salty because I liked the song enough and I wanted to sing on it, but it was all good.
Yeah.
and so they asked me to write it, and they said, you know, just write it, demo it out, give us a rough draft of how it's supposed to sound, and we're going to give it to him. And so I wrote it. I sent it to the producer. Producers came, hit me back and said, okay, that's cool. Anthony likes it. Sending me the acapellas. I sent him the acapellas. And then, of course, you know, Anthony, he even did a lot of my ad-libs, which I thought was pretty cool. Just yeah. The whole process was cool. But anyway, he did it like that. And, I don't know if I want to get into the details of the whole contract thing. I mean, contracts are mostly self-explanatory.
Right.
But, you know, basically, how that gets done is somebody hits you up and say, hey, I want you to write something for me. And I say, okay. And maybe we'll start to pen the song first. I say, man, what you think about this? Okay, that's tight. And then from there, we may get into, okay, here's such and such price for a whole song, et cetera, et cetera. Do I do background vocals? Do I do this? Do I do that? You know, so... Yeah, that's the gist of it. Like I said, I don't want to get into too many details because that's more for the personal type thing, but yeah.
Man, we in a live stream viewing, and Cheese Beats is like, man, tell the truth, Chris. You being so modest. He's like, stop it, man. He messing with you though, man. But yo, Cheese Beats, it's all
yeah,
love, man.
He's
saying you gotta really holler at him. But no, I just wanted to kind of highlight that part. So people understand that, hey, it's not only just the artist. There's a lot of people that write. There's a lot of people that do things behind the scenes. And I wanted to kind of highlight that while we're talking about what you do as an artist. Now, let's talk about your music. Now, this is not your first album, but how long have you been singing and everything?
I guess technically I've been singing since I was a child, but seriously pursuing a career in singing since I was about 19. Was seriously considering just doing music, and that's about the time I put out my first project, very, very, very first experience recording called, it was called Float, and it had like 3 or 4 tracks on it, and it was very whack, bro, like it was pretty bad. But I was just getting into it, I figured that I can only do so much, but what I can do, I'll do it, and just praying that the Lord would just continue to direct me and take me down the path where people can help me. And then from there, I did another project, like I said earlier, called Listen to Me Write. Had like 11 to 12 tracks on it, and it was more of a mixtape thing. I was better at recording, but wasn't completely solid on song structure and things like that. Then Kryptonite came out about 2 years later. That was 07. So 09 last year, Kryptonite came out. And I was pretty solid with song structure, had a good writing voice, but the mixing wasn't exactly where I wanted it to be, so I was almost there. And of course, now, working on Medicine, I have, you know, enlisted the help of, you know, Cheese Beats, and him and his engineer, they mixed and mastered the project. And that was really, I think that was where I was most lacking, was just the quality of mixes.
Yeah.
And when that came, I think... this is just the best thing musically that I've done this far, and hopefully it'll be enjoyable for everybody who hears it, man. And I'm just so excited for everybody to hear and see what everybody thinks, man. Hopefully it'll be a lot of positivity.
Yeah, no, that's what's up, man. So what you said, you came out with a couple of albums, and once again, your brand new album is dropping this Tuesday, called The Medicine, man. And what can people expect from that EP? You know what I'm saying? It's 7 tracks, so it can almost be called an album, but you called it an EP. So what can they expect from that?
You can expect, my writing style is one of like first person kind of testimonial account. So I'm basically, I try to put myself inside every situation, even if I'm writing about something that I heard from somebody else or I saw on TV. So you'll hear a lot of first person accounts. You'll hear songs written in metaphors that sound a little bit different than what I'm actually talking about.
Yeah.
But if you listen, it'll be easy to relate it to what I'm actually trying to say in the song. High energy. It starts off high energy track. It's basically urban, kind of like urban pop. You can expect just a couple of tongue-in-cheek songs. I got a song called Twitter Love, which is like the kind of a jolly or a happy or kind of a funny way to look at how we treat God sometimes, and how, you know, when he says the stuff we like, we take it and we quote unquote retweet it, or we'll tell somebody about it, or we'll say, yo, I'm going to follow you on that one. But as soon as it's the take up my cross and follow me part, we like to unfollow God and act like we didn't see what he just told us to say. And in the line of the song where I say, you can stop me, but just don't block me from your love. Because, you know, on Twitter, if you get blocked, you can't follow that person again.
Right.
And so just kind of use that, this whole Twitter thing, is to show people, like, don't just try to follow God because he says all the stuff you want to hear. There's going to be times where he's going to say, the word of God is going to say something that's offensive to you, but it's offensive to your flesh. And you don't mind the truth being offensive to your flesh, because that's the thing you're trying to crucify daily anyway.
Right.
So just that song, and then a song called Flatline, where I just talk about, you know, dying to myself every day. I get up in the morning ready to kill myself spiritually, in the flesh, so that my spirit man can resurrect and I can live as a child of God. So
yeah,
a lot of just thoughtfulness going into the lyrics, and yeah, you can expect a good appetizer for the full Lincoln project that's coming up.
Okay, man, so look, we're gonna go to your song Play With My Heart by Chris Lee on Yada the King Radio, man. Let's check this out.
Pardon me, my name is Chris. What's yours? Okay. Sin, huh? That's an interesting name.
What's that out there in the dark?
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Could that be the moon?
The moon, uh-huh.
What's this feeling in my heart? Me to you makes me do things I never thought I'd do. I always knew I'm such a fool. You take me down and I can't move. I'm stuck on you.
Ooh, I'm caught in the moment. Let you shoot down all of my guard. Knowing you wanna play with my heart. Ooh, now I'm wide open and you know that I gave you my heart. Now I'm wide open.
Christ, not a bird nor a pizzane. Nah. But it's my Ben Cajo, they go, they so off the chisane. Hey. And Christ, like when I say so, they go represent my nizane. Love the way we break bread and make it simple and plizzane. My aim is not to get caught up where all the fame is. Nah. Still successful, Young Cudi gon' speak and claim he is. Yeah. Even though these cowards try to get to where my brain is, interfere with my dreams and take them to where the drain is. I can't let that happen long as I'm living, cause I know God is my strength, but I'm only strong as my vision. Only a couple of things I depend on as a Christian. That's faith in his spirit so I can rise cause he's risen. Now they say I'm rather unusual, but not as much as Christ. Getting nails without the cuticles. One thing I know is I'm rare, cause the gospel I share, cause what y'all talking about just don't compare. Fly!
I'm so high and when I blow by, you can check out my style and you'll say I'm so high. So high. So, I'm so high, and when I go by, you can check out my style, and you'll say I'm so high.
Consistent with my flow, inconsistent with my delivery. I switch up and mix up these haters who set out to injure me. Apparently, I got on repel and keep them from wearing me down. Born with a sound mind, no scaring me. I'm thankful that I'm able to travel through life with freedom. Christ, I need him and I never please him if I don't believe him. To do everything that he said he would do, so I won't leave him. Just receive him in the plans he got for your life, you'll achieve him. That's why I love him. Never put no other God above him, cause all they do is lie just to hang you out the dry. So as I run this race, I spread my wings about to fly, terminate my flesh and press to get my whole house to die. Yeah, now we forever loving Yahweh. We live up to what we write. Why y'all just talk that blase, blase? I'm a stranger, so unlike you, I take over what you fear. So don't hate when you see us elevate out this atmosphere. Fly!
I'm so high, and when I blow by, you can check out my style, and you'll say I'm so high. So high. So high. I'm so fly, always my topic, and I'm so high, I need a cockpit. He cleaned up my life when my life was so messy. Can't ever repay, forever owing like Jesse. And if your way ain't Yahweh, then ooh wee. Gotta fight back, get your arms strong like Louie. Turn and go the right way. Forget what them other haters and doubters might say.
Be a butterfly, sometimes gotta leave that cocoon. Gotta shut an eye, pay no attention to them buffoons and baboons. Cause soon, you float high like a balloon. Plus, half of them are cartoon characters like Looney Tunes.
Float high,
now let's go to the upper room. Room, 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 sweep issues away with the broom, room, room, room. I got God, so Satan meet your doom, 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 doom. Drop top on a veil and it go vroom, 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 fly.
I'm so high and when I blow by, you can check out my style and you'll say I'm so high, so high, so high, so high. I'm so high and when I blow by, you can check out my style and you'll say I'm so high.
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo,
real hip hop. The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
TheSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you TheSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network. And more. And more. And more. At the South. At TheSouth.com. TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
Hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Yeah, get the wings out. You know how we do it, man. We so fly. Bye, the homie. D-Mob featuring K-Joe. And you know how we do it, man. I'm chilling with another cat that's staying fly for the king. His name is Chris Lee. And Chris, man, we talking about our topic right now, man. And the topic is Christian gone too far? Is Christmas gone wild? You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of sales cats. We getting up mad early in the morning. You know, I've heard some crazy stories where they done ran people over, killed people trying to get to these sales. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Also, you know, there's just different stuff that happens. And are we doing a good enough job actually telling people about Christ? Or are we so focused on, you know what I'm saying, the gifts and Santa Claus? What do you think about that?
I think our focus is too much on the giving of gifts to one another. I understand what that represents, in that we're celebrating a gift that was given to us. But
yeah.
I think that the gift giving one to another, as far as physical gifts, should be secondary to making sure that people do understand, what Christmas really means, what we are actually celebrating.
Yeah.
It's the entrance of our Savior into the world, man. I think that some people purposely don't include that, you know, as far as media is concerned. And, so there's that aspect to it, but I think that as Christians, we just have to do what we can do. We just have to take care of our territory that we rock in and begin to and try to expand that as much as possible. So I do think that there isn't enough focus on, you know, Christ being the reason for Christmas. But I think that's more because people don't want Christ to be the focus of Christmas. I think they would rather have this be the time where we get together and where people get together and they say, you know, this is a season to be jolly and this is a good time for reflecting with family and being thankful. But it's like, you know, people ask them what they're thankful for, and they're thankful for their things, they're thankful for their family, but they forget to be thankful for the Savior that died on the cross for us, man. So I think it's very imperative that we get that message out and stop. I think it's very silly that people get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go catch a sale, personally.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't take advantage of the sales, but I'm about to sleep into my regular time, and I just catch the scraps, man. I think it gets advertised and commercialized so much that it's easy to get distracted by people when Christmas comes. I can't wait till the 26th because, boy, I'm going to get that plasma for $300, that 42-inch for $300, man, you know. And sometimes it's innocent, and you got to step back and say, man, wow, am I really thinking like that? So I just think just to be cognitive of where we're placing Christ at in the whole mix of Christmas is really, he shouldn't be in the mix. He should be at the top, and then everything else should kind of just fall as a whatever.
Yeah. Now, I think that's a good point of view. I think it's a strong biblical point of view. And this is what I want to ask you, though. Do you have any kids, first of all?
I do not. I have a godson, but I don't have any kids myself.
Okay, so I know it may be coming soon. Will you tell your children about Santa Claus?
I may tell them about Santa Claus's non-reality. Because right. You will hear it. They'll hear it in school, inevitably. But I will not tell my kids that Santa Claus came and delivered gifts for them and this, that, and the other. I think you're starting off your child's life lying to them on purpose. Like, right. And not that you can't tell I understand you got fairy tales and stories you tell the kids, and those aren't real, but they're for the enjoyment. But personally, I don't like the idea that, you know, a parent goes out, works hard, buys a child gifts, and they say, look what Santa brought. And then the kids get up, oh, thanks, Santa. No, man, I work 4 days of overtime for this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Santa will not get the credit for this, you know? And I mean, some people think it's a major deal. I don't think, you know, you go to hell, man, if you say kids that, you know, Santa Claus came and delivered gifts. I just think it's kind of silly. Just like tooth fairies and Easter bunnies. Like, I'm not saying it's, you know, like I said, I'm not saying that's a thing that sends you to hell. I'm not saying it's wrong per se. I'm just saying, like, I just think it's a little bit silly to try to come with those kind of, you know, fairy tales or whatever.
Yeah. Nah, because I think what happens is instead of telling kids about Jesus, they tell them about Santa. So the kids grow up believing in Santa, right? You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, Santa got this for me. And instead of doing that, and instead of doing that, we should tell them about Jesus from the jump, so they know, okay, look, the whole reason, I mean, I told my daughter, she's 2.5. I'm not going to give her I'm not going to read the whole Bible story to her. She can't understand that yet. But what I did tell her, I said, the whole reason why we're giving gifts is because Jesus was the greatest gift of all. We're talking about, you know what I'm saying, his coming or the first advent. My dad was actually talking about this yesterday. Yeah, I am a PK, like the homie Chris Lee. And he was preaching about, you know what I'm saying, the first advent and the second advent, which is Christ coming back again. And how this whole thing was, Jesus coming was not only prophesied, but it was a promise from God that he was going to send him. Now we look in the world today and people's like, oh, Jesus ain't going to come back. Now it's just like the first advent. It's a promise in God's word that Jesus is going to come back. And I think we could confuse the kids. We get them all hyped over, you know what I'm saying, little things that I think they shouldn't get hyped over. You know, it's kind of like, you know, just like you said, some of the other people that we tell the kids about, Easter bunnies and tooth fairies. Easter is another big holiday where we confuse the kids. Now it's like, okay, how much candy can I get on Easter? You know, they're like, oh, okay, we go to church, we get some candy, we're good. Easter, that's what it's all about. You might get, like, you know what I'm saying, 100 people to church that day, and they're like, oh, man, Easter's like Christmas. Except if I didn't get no presents, I just get candy, you know. So I think
I think
what happens is the whole focus gets, man, just kind of moved away. It kind of gets, I don't know what's a good word to say. It just kind of gets erased, man. The whole focus of Christmas gets erased. And I'm not about not giving gifts. I think that's cool. But, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, if I got to give a gift, I ain't going to break my own pockets and be like, hey, mortgage company, this Christmas I can't pay you, you know what I'm saying? And then they're going to be like, why? You be like, because it's Christmas, you know what I'm saying? I got to give my family some stuff. They're going to be like, dude, what you doing? Well, you can find another place to stay, and Merry Christmas to you as well. That's the way that they're going to put it. But, you know, we getting in debt over Christmas. We getting in a lot of different things. And, you know, sometimes if you can't buy stuff, do not feel bad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that's the more important thing, is that people feel like that there's not. I heard people say, well, I guess it won't be no Christmas this year. Like, Christmas doesn't cease to exist because you don't have money to spend on gifts and you can't meet up with your family.
Repeat that, boss.
Yeah, man. You know, people at work, I just heard somebody say, man, you know, I guess there won't be any Christmas this year because they couldn't meet up with their family. I'm like, man, Christmas is not about family gatherings per se and or giving gifts because you don't have the money to get them.
Yeah.
It's a day that we celebrate for the gift that we've been given to be celebrate. Like, as long as you are alive, Christmas can be celebrated, you know?
No, that's good, man. I mean, we got to look at that, man. That's something that I would say is very important, that, man, I'm going to have a tough Christmas. And, you know, we all got to check ourselves on this, even Christians, because, you know, hey, we grew up in a culture where, man, Christmas is about how many presents you get. Even if you was grown up in the church, most cats in the church is like, hey, the first thing they ask you, you know what I'm saying? And I can witness this, you know what I'm saying? When my guy fulfilled, I'm like, hey, what you get for Christmas? Dude, this is what I got. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't like, yo, man, how was Christmas? Man, God bless me to see another year. It wasn't like that. It was like, yo, what'd you get? Oh, I got the PlayStation 2. Come through, man. I got the, you know what I'm saying? I got it too, man. We gonna get it in. You know what I'm saying? That was the excitement as a kid. But what we got to do is put the focus back on Jesus and him coming, the gift that he gave, which was him coming to earth, but not only him coming to earth, but the whole reason why he came, which was to give his life for us. That's the greatest gift that we need to talk about, and we need to share about it and make sure that consumes Christmas. Anything else, our job is to block all that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie DJ Kingdom 7. We was chopping it up, and we was like, yo, there might, you know what I'm saying? We were talking about Christmas, and he was like, man, there might not be a lot of gifts this year, but we're going to make sure that we tell our kids it's all about Christ, you know what I'm saying? And that's something that we got to do, man. And let me ask you this, Chris. how should the church actually use Christmas to their advantage to get people to come to church?
Wow, that's a great question. Well, unfortunately, people feel as if sometimes that the only time they want to make time on their Sunday mornings or their mornings in general is when Christmas comes around or a holiday comes around and it's like a special event.
Yeah.
And they want to come for that special event. I think if we could help them to see exactly the direction we were pointed in as sinners, or even if some still of us are the non-believers, as sinners, what direction we're pointing in, and that's a path of death, a path that eventually leads to hellfire and flames. I think if we could help them to see that, and then help them to see that God is not just a big dude in the sky who just makes rules that we follow or don't follow. He actually sent his son down, who came and physically walked the earth, who wanted to be involved with all of our hurts, pains, our ups, downs, who wanted to suffer with us. And he did so. He came down, sacrificed his own self so that we could now have a right back again to life eternal with God. And that every chance we get to come together with other believers, although we should do it every day in our own time, praise the Lord, talk to Him in prayer, read, etc. But when we get to come corporately with other believers, like, that is always a special occasion, especially since in a lot of countries you can literally be killed for congregating as one who believes in the God of the Bible. So I think that special occasion shouldn't just be seen where holidays fall, but as the fact that God didn't say He was sick of us, but He sent His Son down to die for us,
yeah,
that we could still have a chance to commune with Him one-on-one. Like, if we could really communicate that well and then let our lives help to magnify that fact instead of living lives that are kind of halfway on one side, halfway on the other, and it kind of devalues what we say about God to the non-believer who doesn't know them personally, hold Him personally.
Yeah.
So just explaining it like that and then displaying Christ, not saying you won't ever make a mistake, but I don't think people expect you to be perfect. I think they expect you to be consistent.
Wow.
Consistent doesn't mean that without mistake. It just means to be steadily present in the same direction and never turning back the other. So I think if we could do that, I think people would, I believe that in the last days, people are going to fall away from God, and that's just what the Bible says,
right,
and that's what's going to happen. But for those who will still listen, I think that will give them a better appreciation for who God really is and what and why we celebrate with it, celebrate Him with such exuberance.
Glory.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow. He had a lot to say. Look, we're going to hop into this next joint, Flatline by Chris Lee on Yada Da King Radio.
Like the sea, wanting badly to be free, yeah, yeah.
So tonight, I'm ready to do right in your sight. I'm raising my right hand, bound to never live again.
So the next time I blink, will be the new man you see.
That's why.
Two lives could coexist, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
I'm going nowhere.
Want the blessings of tomorrow, but still chasing my past. What I gotta do, can't kill me if I kill you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So tonight,
I'm leaving the darkness, running to the light.
With my heart in your hands, I will live again. So next time I blink, why?
Yeah. So if you see your body laying on day's begun. Put that old life behind me, and I don't look back. I flat line, yeah.
This song, I'm just a messenger, venting the ventilation from my chimney with this fire. I'm spitting if I pop them in the mouth, pop the trunk and throw the body in to get my posse involved. Kamikaze in the obvious reaction they expecting me, just let it be. I keep them guessing it, they ain't got telepathy. Cause I turn the other cheek, it's not a weakness. It takes a bigger man to put together all the pieces. My choices will affect my daughter, nephews and nieces. I don't wanna infect them with any of my diseases. So cease fire, chill, we got children in the mix. So I can't go aping wild out like gorillas in the mist. Rebuild until my life gets better than before. Connected to the resurrector, let him settle the score on my behalf. So I can bring destruction and wrath. But is it worth getting sidetracked off the right path?
We gon' have to handle this. Channel this energy, the damage has already been done. It's time to get revenge. The right way, get revenge. The right way. We gon' have to handle this. Channel this energy, the damage has already been done. It's time to get revenge. The right way, get revenge. The right way.
I feel vibrant, out of this environment. Wanted to start wildin' out and get violent. But I've been on this path, my father has taught me that. Characters revealed on the field and how you react. I feel like real life's better than what a pill might do. So I press on even when it don't feel right. Been laughed at, stabbed in the back, spit on, talked about, and didn't know until after the fact. And I ain't trying to get even, Stephen, let them stone them. Saw the heavens open up and felt the Lord hold them, console them. I can't condone them, they're not understanding me. I can't control them, so I let go of my insanity.
You had me out of obligation. I remember walking home from Roger Station, cause you kicked me out of placing, spitting in my face and carry on your case and lying to the lawyers about the truth so you can stay facing. Put that fear in me so I wouldn't be complacent. Used to dream about your death and your funeral arrangements. I'm the firstborn you made all your mistakes with. Beat me as a child, as a man, I am patient. Yeah, I heard abuse can be contagious, but I left that in my past like slaves under racists. It's crazy, cause even though we still see them, it's easy to forgive when you know you got freedom. It can taste so sweet or it can taste so bitter. Don't hold the pain in, get healed and delivered. That's revenge, the right way, get revenge, the right way. It can taste so sweet or it can taste so bitter. Don't hold the pain in, get healed and delivered. That's revenge, the right way, get revenge, the right way.
Yo, look, if you about to go off on somebody, if you like, man, somebody did you wrong, you might be tripping about it. Remember, like, bro, get revenge the right way. You know what I'm saying? And that's not going to, you know what I'm saying, cutting them off and, you know, flicking cats off and body slamming people like that. Get revenge the right way. And that's the Christ way, man. Show love. Forgive as you want to be forgiven. You dig? So check it out, man. We with Chris Lee Cobbins. Chris Lee, man, first off, I want to say thanks again for coming and chilling with us, man. And you could have been anywhere else on the day after Christmas, but you was like, yo, I want to get it in. We had a fresh listening party in the live stream. But Chris, man, this is what I want you to do. Tell the people how they can go and get your music, how they can get a hold of you, you know what I'm saying, where are you at on the internet? Let them know.
Tight. I am at www.chrisleecobbins.com. That's ChrisLeeCobbins, chrisleecobbins.com. Mm-hmm. And you can go in there, you can check out all my social network sites. Some of them need to be updated, but I'm on, they're all under my links tab. But on Twitter, I'm twitter.com/chrisleecobbins, facebook.com/chrisleecobbins. And so pretty much everywhere you'll see me, I'll be Chris Lee Cobbins. So those are the major ones. And if I have a Reverb Nation page and everything, you can go on my website and check those out. Also, when you go by the website, go ahead and sign my guest book so I can keep you updated. I give away free songs periodically, let you know what's coming out new, you know, just, you know, all that kind of stuff, so we can keep in contact since we're best friends and whatnot.
Yeah, and that's what's up. So I want y'all to go check them out. Tell them you guys heard about them from the YDK Network, Yada Da King. You know how we're doing it. Trying to be a platform for these artists that are serious about Christ and displaying their gifts strictly for the kingdom, man. And that's what we all about, man. And Chris Lee, you got any last words, man, that you want to share? Anything you want to tell the people about?
December 28th, this Tuesday, The Medicine will be out. It'll be on iTunes. You can come to my site. I'll have it linked in. It'll be on Amazon. Go get Flames album. I'm on the track, All I Need. I'm hearing good things about the album. I'ma buy it.
Yeah.
I actually co-wrote a song on Rehab the Overdose, too. So go cap that on the 11th of January. Once again, hit up my site, chrisleecobbins.com. Holla at your boy, man. And just lastly, very simple, man. Love God, hate sin.
That's what's up, man. And Chris, we appreciate you being on with us, man. We pray that you have a blessed new year. And, man, we pray the good success with that fresh album, man. We pray that people go pick that up.
Hey, man, bro. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me, yo. Enjoy all right. Kicking it.
God bless, man.
All right.
Yo, you know how we do it, man. We get it in with these artists. Man, I'm excited, first of all, for all the cats that we had in the live stream, man. Thank y'all for coming. If you guys want to hear more shows with more artists, all around the nation right now. We working on getting some cats outside the nation, but we're going to keep it inside right now, so, you know, there's no toll-free, you know what I'm saying, toll fee, actually. That's what I meant to say. You know, I can't afford to pay them tolls right now. You know, so I try to keep it real. Got it in with Chris Lee. Talked about a lot what he got going on. Man, check out some of the other podcasts that we got going, too, man. We just had an interview this past Thursday with Farron. She shared her testimony, man, and how God moved in her life. She shared about her music and her going down to the Stellar Awards this year as it's coming up, and or in the new year as it's coming up, man. So that's really what's good. We want y'all to continue support. We need your support. Without your support, it's tough. And I'm not talking about supporting Yada Da King or putting money in my pockets. I'm talking about supporting the kingdom of God. As we move forward, we're seeing people with great success. We're seeing Lecrae. We're seeing the Reach Records, Cross Movement. All these young cats and up-and-coming cats, they're doing well with their music, man. And it's just exciting to see the church progressing in music and not allowing even secular music to even beat us out in some areas, man, in some arenas. So that's something that's awesome. Hey, man, look, check this out. We want to tell y'all real quick just about some things going on. We want you to continually check out our website at yadadaking.com. That's YADAHDAKING.com. Go check it out, man. We're going to be adding some more features. There's some things you can do if you want to get in there and chat with us. While we online, we'll be there. You can chat with us. You can talk with us. You can actually, man, you can do almost everything on Yada Da King site, right? You could tweet, you know, about what you're watching. Matter of fact, this is what I want y'all to do. Everybody that's in a live stream right now, that's right, I did say live stream. Go check us out. Go on the page and leave a message so people can see you. You know what I'm saying? And say, hey, okay, this cat was in there, man. We want to see the whole shebang. You know, we want everybody in there, you know. That's really what it's all about, man. But more than anything, it's all about Christ. In the next segment, what I'm about to do is I'm about to hop on and talk about Christmas. I'm going to get a scripture. We're going to talk about that in just a second, man. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to some new music, man. I'm feeling this next joint. We're going to go to this song by Flame featuring Lecrae called Joyful Noise. Let's check it out on Yada Da King Radio.
is. I love it. Yeah. I love
it. Let's talk about it.
Your boy's been a Christian quite a few years. Yeah. Victory in faith, but I failed in my fears. I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I praise God for the word that we adhere. The word became flesh, lived for 30 years. Died at 33, but after days reappeared. Jesus Christ, anointed one, ascended in the ear. Or you could say the heir, where the Father made him heir. Of all things, the throne, no, it's more than a chair. But after our redemption, yes, he did take a chair. Greater than the angels, named superior to theirs. This is Hebrews
chapter 1, if you care.
I'm leaning to the right, the light is where I'm running. I thought I wanted like drunk, sexed out and blunted. But all I really wanted was the one who really wanted. Fought death, beat it, gave his life to the public. I love it.
This world like I'm from the planet Mars. I love to preach Jesus, you can read it in my bar. I'm pretty straight fire when I'm speaking about my Lord. He paid the sin price being beat by Roman guards. But when he resurrected, gave us life free of charge. Now me and my buds need to be in the psych ward. Cause we went crazy for God, our lives were scarred. Now in the book of life, our names have been written down. We're casting our crowns before his feet on the ground. It's such a holy melody and a heavenly sound. Hearing holy, holy, holy coming from out of the mouth of the four living creatures by his throne all around. Can you picture the scene that this is how it's going down? You just need a little faith and a new set of eyes and a telescopic lens to look in and see God. I love it. Like a home run, Christ is King, Lion, Lamb, God, Man, yes. Sin conqueror, grave conqueror, Satan conquered. Yes. Can take a sinner, atheist, sinner to God conscious. Yes. Can take nothing, make creation and lives honor. The same God that came through a fetus is Jesus. Limited to breathing, got believers singing.
Ultimate missionary. He is so passionate about his own glory that he gives to us the most prized and priceless gift, namely himself. Jesus Christ, the God-man, comes to earth to establish his kingdom in the hearts of people that they may enjoy for eternity the ultimate pleasure, the worship of a good and holy God. One day all the saints will dwell with our triune God in New Jerusalem, the capital city of heaven. And he will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be any mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things will pass away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things.
Yo! Y&J! Junoboys! This here is something that you never seen or heard before. Something out of this world. It is me. I am Spaceman. Yeah.
I'm an unknown species. Flow so raw, but I'm allergic to sushi. But still, I just keep on spitting. Soon it's gonna be a rap like Mushu Chicken. Treat this life like swimming lessons. I keep kicking. Mind of the preacher, walk like the deacon. Got the homies like, dog, what is you thinking? Nah, better than that, dog, what is you drinking? Taking your words and putting them together like that. That's way too real, you know the devil, he don't like that. Man, I told you I'm a different breed. You see this spacesuit, this air, I can barely breathe. I get blessed like all I do is ever sneeze. My only weakness is I care too much. Pitching Kobe driving a stick. I am that clutch. On top of that, I be rhyming so I'm on it. No blunts. Creating dicks in the booth. You would think I scanned it. Feeling like hip hop just up and just vanished. But I'ma steal it back. I am hip hop's bandit. Look out below. I just landed. Spaceman, spaceman. I am the spaceman, spaceman, spaceman. Call me the spaceman, spaceman, spaceman. I am the spaceman. Put it world on his earth. Give me my space, man. Versus you kick, versus what I spit. It's like an iPhone compared to a Boost Mobile flip. Hands down, I got way more attributes. Lyrically elevate to a whole nother altitude. Man from outer space came to take your place. Coming in hard like I'm trying to steal second base. They sleeping on me like I'm writing on a pillowcase. But soon they eyes, they go open like I just finished grace. Amen. We win, meditate with the pen, like the study is in. Except that they believe enlightenment comes from within. But I'm the opposite, I believe it comes from him. Unimprison my soul, allow my thoughts to be expressed. Yo, and I'ma wake him up like a shot of that espresso. Truth plus life unto death equals more than freedom. I kick it till I kick the bucket list. Morgan Freeman. Creating pics in the booth, you would think I scanned it. Feeling like hip hop just up and just vanished. But I'ma steal it back, I am hip hop's bandit. Look out below. I just landed. Spaceman, spaceman. I am the spaceman, spaceman, spaceman. Call me the spaceman, spaceman, spaceman. I am the spaceman, putting world on his earth. Now, give me my spaceman. I just pray for the best. That's all I can do. And lace his shoestrings tight on my spaceman boots. Get a kick out of my son in his Spider-Man suit. He say, Daddy, can I grow up and have Spider-Man powers? I say, nah, but no worries. God get better powers when it comes to his love and his awesome powers. I am MC Meanie, me no Austin Powers. Like a girl on Valentine's who didn't get any flowers. Man, I'm feeling left out. Too much talent for a talent scout. Wrote this on my baby mama couch. The bomb when I rhyme like I studied at Osama House. Used to run with them boys pulling them Ninas out. Now my whole clique save, we on that Jesus route. Been hand game, boy, you still pulling bleachers out. The spaceman rock mics like a caveman. Lyrically claustrophobic, give me my spaceman. Man, dicks in the booth, you would think I scanned it. Feeling like hip-hop, just up and just vanished. But I'ma steal it back, I am hip-hop's bandit. Look out below, I just landed. Spaceman, spaceman, I am the spaceman, spaceman, spaceman. Call me the spaceman, spaceman, spaceman. I am the spaceman, putting
I would like to invite you to come and join us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way. This is Don Christian.
And this is Frog from Yada Da King Radio. You can catch us Monday through Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
with special guests in the kingdom business.
Playing your favorite artist's music.
With topics addressing the issues of life. That's right. So if you want more info, go to crunkforchristradio.com.
Yada Da King Radio.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is your boy Frog, and you are listening right now to Yada Da King on Unity.com.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Come check us out every Saturday.
Every Saturday at 6 p.m.
Your boys down in Las Vegas shining our lights
at unity.com. That's spelled www.uinet.com. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby.
Shout out to DJ DBE.
And if you don't know, I got it, a king. It's Don Christian.
Once again, this is your boy from Ribbit.
That's right. Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now
on Unity.com.
Hey man, I'm a spaceman. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm different. And that was the homie, Jay Life. Check him out. He's from the West Coast. He gets it in, man. He got some bars. I like him. Check it out, man. We talked about Christmas a little bit. And this is what I want to say. You know, come close. Got to make sure that Jesus is the reason for the season. Matter of fact, we sang that song at our church. I was getting down on the bass. You know what I'm saying? Jesus is the reason for the season. Yeah. And I wasn't singing, though. But Miss Cole, we might have a sing-off when you get on the show. And she's talking. I should have just put a mic in front of her. You know what I'm saying? But that's really what's up. Make sure that Christ is what we focus on. I got some people in the chat room. They chimed in. They had some things to share about it. They said, I think Christmas is a little bit too commercialized for the most part. Richard B. said, I think that we should celebrate his life every single day. And Triple H Music just quoted Chris, and he said, we should inform them since Santa is going to be taught by other parents, but preach Jesus Christ all day, every day. Christmas should be every day. Parents shouldn't lie, you know. So if you're a parent that has been lying about Santa Claus, shame on you. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You know what I'm saying? Get it right. Tell your kids about Jesus. Don't waste time telling them about Santa because he's not real. And it's tough when kids grow up and they get shocked and they're like, Santa Claus is not real. It's like they have a life impacting. I mean, Miss Cole, she went through it last week. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about it, and she was like, I just found out that Santa Claus is not real. And I was like, man, how old are you, yo? And she was like, man, that kind of it kind of hurt her heart a little bit. Yeah, it was a heartbreaker. So, yeah, she needs a mic, she says. And she's going to be our host coming up in the new year. She's going to not replacing Frog. I want to say that. I'm not about replacing nobody. It's about expanding. You dig? So that's really what's up. Be on the lookout for Miss Cole. That's right. The next show we do is going to have a female on it. And she's going to be talking a lot. And she might even be, you know, saying some crazy stuff that I'm going to have to correct her on. But, you know, we do have the anointing oil. I put it in my water just so I'm, you know, I stay ready. Yeah, I stay ready. I got that anointing, that living water in me, and it's flowing. But, you know, check it out. This is what we got to do, man. We got to continually lift up Christ. Once again, I want you all to check out Yada Da King. We got a thing that we want you to subscribe. In the new year, we're going to be actually shooting out some newsletters. I was chalking it up with the homie. I was chopping. You know what I'm saying? I was getting it in with the homie Wado just about some things he does. You know, we was talking and saying, hey, man, this is what we should do. This is what we shouldn't do. You know, we was building, you know. Shout out to Wado. I listened to his radio show. He had the top 40 joints. You better make sure you tune into that and tell him that Don Christian from Yada Da King sent you. And if you didn't go, I might have you outside the window praying for you in the meantime. You know, so go ahead. Check that out. Without Jesus Christ, as Q Shun said, there is no Christmas. And that's what we got to remember. The world is going to try to take out Christmas. They're giving you different holidays. I ain't going to name them. But they got different holidays. They got a whole bunch of different names because they don't want to recognize Christmas, man. But even the X that they try to put in there is a symbol of Christ. It's a symbol of the cross, and it's actually a symbol that Christians were marked with when the whole thing went down in the beginning, as the Christians kind of really had to build the whole church and everything. That's what they had to go by. So, you know, if you want to call it Xmas, that's all good. Just understand what that X really mean. It ain't the letter X. It's all about the cross, baby. And, you know, we cross them up. We give them that scripture. We get it in. You know how we do it. But once again, go get the app for the Yada Dot King Radio. It's on iPhone, iPod, and iPad, as well as Android's market. It just came out on Android, so you got to get that. You know, and unfortunately, I can't give them away no free Android apps. I know Android is trying to work on that, but that's why I got an iPhone. You know what I'm saying? I keep an iPhone all day, but Miss Cole does have a Droid, so it's all good. That way we can stay balanced, you know what I'm saying? Even though the iPhone is a little bit heavier, in my opinion, but it's enough about that, man. I just want to say this. It's the last show of the year. We pray that y'all have a safe new year. Get it in with Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Because he's the reason for every season. I don't care if it's summer and it's like 90 degrees outside. It's still all about Christ. And we keep it Christ because he's number one in our lives. And we just want y'all to do the same thing. We want to enhance your spirituality. We want you to get it in with Jesus more and more as we continue to grow, man. And you know what? It's your boy Don Christian. And you know what we do? We do nothing other than Yada the King. I'm going to go to this song real quick by me, the artist known as Servant, featuring Chase Sutton and Willie Will, called The Bar Is Set. Check this out.
Giving you truth, we call it thunning. What are you
Dunno. Yeah. Bars are set like cars and jets. I fly like a Corvette for the sun that never sets. Yeah, fam, respect, I'm not trapped by checks or chicks to sex. It's all about the name, luxury like Alex. My status is blessed, mind expressed. But through the Prince of Peace, I read the text to pass the test. Learn life's lessons, homie, you're in hell, we sweat. Giddy manual, the manual says. That's wisdom, and wisdom breeds breath. No work, no bread, no dough, no bed. Fools of those that reject life and hectic. Life surpasses what was dead because of the nails that healed one that once was dead. We're all forgiven by the blood bled. Cause since the beginning, sin it required blood to be shed.
Ready or not, cause here we coming.
Cause the bar is set.
Giving you truth, we call it thunning.
Now what are you gonna do?
What you gonna do, man?
The bar is set.
Yo, the bar is set, you already know. The standards, the word of G-O-D. We preach to people. It's not meet and greet, we wanna reach souls. That's the reason we spit flows. Telling all of these cats how Jesus rose. Now my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, hope you hearing this though. So we open the windows and yell it abroad to all them bulls. Gangbangers and pimps and bimbos. Cats to get high, cats to get low. Extra hard, we rep the guard that set the bar. Get on your mark and set go. Do what you gotta do, you're not the prodigal son. Run, cause the bar is set, oh.
Mark is set.
Ready or not, cause here we coming.
Cause the bar is set.
Giving you truth, we call it thunning.
Now what are you gonna do?
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits. And allow Christ to rise like when breath hits. By gift of gab, I'm trying to perfect it. So sinners headed for wrath, not the life that Christ gives. But in spite of this, there's a life like ribs, bloody and torn so that we can be righteous. I'm out of this world while the world stays earthly. Trying to keep the youth from traps without mercy. Yes, this irks me, seeking the world in surgery. They sucking the flavor out of life like a Slurpee. And that same adversity is trying to reverse me while I'm nominating candidates for grace and mercy. So give him the glory, cause Jesus is worthy. I should have died in my sins, but it's grace and mercy, you heard me?
Ready or not, cause here we coming.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.